West Virginia has been getting a lot of attention for the opioid crisis recently, but opioids are not the only drugs or even the deadliest that impact West Virginia. Research shows that tobacco kills more than four times as many West Virginians as opioids. But Carol Lofton reports that passing even moderate laws to limit tobacco use in the state are difficult sells.
Outside of a 4th Avenue bus stop in Huntington, Ronnie Stone is smoking a cigarette. She started when she was 15 and has been smoking for 35 years. She says she's tried to quit about four times, but was only able to last for about a week before the withdrawal symptoms made her light up again.
I've done it for so long, and that it's just that craving. I mean, it's just, I hate how it smells. I hate how it looks. I'm the only smoker in my family. It's an addiction is what it is, and it's an addiction to nicotine.
I told her that the West Virginia legislature is considering a bill that would outlaw smoking in the car with children under the age of 16, and asked her what she thought. She says she fully supports the idea.
They shouldn't have to breathe what our habits are.
Senator Tom DiCubo is a pulmonologist and the lead sponsor of the bill.
I just read an article to the Senate that showed or compared just 5 minutes in a car with someone smoking is the equivalent of the damage and the inhalational injury to the lung that a firefighter would experience 4 to 8 hours of continuous firefighting in a large wildfire.
DiCubo says while it has a lot of support from groups such as the March of Dimes, American Heart Association, and American Lung Association, other members of the legislature, particularly those in the Liberty Caucus, oppose the bill, saying it limits individual freedom. DiCubo, a Republican, says he understands that perspective, but thinks it goes too far in this case.
I'm one of those that believe people have the right to make decisions for themselves, but what I would like to see is for a dramatic decline in smoking. So I'd like to see children growing up without having to suffer effects of shortness of breath and asthma because of their parents' choice.
He says he doesn't know many smokers who like the fact that they smoke and that many have tried to quit but couldn't.
It is very addictive. It's more addictive than heroin in animal models.
At Marshall University, Dr. Brandon Henderson is studying the neuroscience of nicotine addiction.
So we look at some specific neurons and regions of the brain that are altered by drugs of abuse.
He says he hopes their research will provide information for future regulations that may help prevent another generation of lifelong smokers.
So when you compare different drugs of abuse, so cocaine, amphetamines, and then compare them to nicotine, there really is a similar change in the amount of dopamine that's released.
Henderson says one of the main differences between nicotine and opioids is that tobacco is a legal drug. Although it has many health impacts, they take a long time to show up. Finally, unlike opioid abuse, culturally, smoking is both prevalent and accepted in much of West Virginia. But changing the culture is difficult. Bills like DiCubo's aim to start small by limiting the exposure of children to secondhand smoke. While DiCubo's bill addresses children's exposure to secondhand smoke, advocates also hope any anti-smoking initiatives go towards changing the culture of smoking acceptance in the state as well. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
The Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.